Eating practices. Mindful eating. The bread in my hand is the body of the cosmos. Eating is a meditative practice. We should try to offer our full presence for every meal. As we serve our food, we can already begin practicing. Serving ourselves, we realize that many elements, such as the rain, sunshine, earth, and the care taken by the farmers and the cooks, have all come together to form this wonderful meal. In fact, through this food, we see that the entire universe is supporting our existence. Having the opportunity to sit and enjoy wonderful food is something precious, something not everyone has. Many people in the world are hungry. When I hold a bowl of rice or a piece of bread, I know that I am fortunate, and I feel compassion for all those who have no food to eat and are without friends or family. This is a very deep practice. We do not need to go to a temple or a church in order to practice this. We can practice it right at our dinner table. Mindful eating can cultivate seeds of compassion and understanding that will strengthen us to do something to help hungry and lonely people be nourished. Practice. Eating a meal in mindfulness is an important practice. Turn off the TV, put down the newspaper, and work together for 5 or 10 minutes, setting the table and finishing whatever needs to be done. During these few minutes, you can be very happy. When the food is on the table and everyone is seated, practice breathing. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. 3 times. Then look at each person as you breathe in and out in order to be in touch with yourself and everyone at the table. You don't need 2 hours in order to see another person. If you are really settled within yourself, you only need to look for 1 or 2 seconds, and that is enough to see your friend or family member. I think that if a family has 5 members, only about 5 or 10 seconds is needed to practice this looking and seeing. After breathing, smile. Sitting at the table with other people is a chance to offer an authentic smile of friendship and understanding. It is very easy, but not many people do it. To me, the most important part of the practice is to look at each person and smile. If the people eating together cannot smile at each other, the situation is a very dangerous one. After breathing and smiling, look down at the food in a way that allows the food to become real. This food reveals your connection with the earth. Each bite contains the life of the sun and the earth. The extent to which our food reveals itself depends on us. You can see and taste the whole universe in a piece of bread. Contemplating your food for a few seconds before eating, and eating in mindfulness, can bring you much happiness. Upon finishing your meal, take a few moments to notice that you have finished. Your bowl is now empty and your hunger is satisfied. You can take a moment to be grateful that you have had this nourishing food to eat, supporting you on the path of love and understanding. The meal is finished, my hunger satisfied. I vow to live for the benefit of all beings. From time to time, you might want to try the practice of eating in silence with your family or friends. Eating in silence allows us to see the preciousness of the food and our friends, and also our close relationship with the earth and all species. Every vegetable, every drop of water, every piece of bread contains in it the life of our whole planet and the sun. With each bite of food, we can taste the meaning and value of our life. We can meditate on the plants and animals, on the work of the farmer, and on the many thousands of children who die each day for lack of food. Sitting silently at the table with others, we also have the opportunity to see them clearly and deeply, and to smile to communicate real love and friendship. The first time you eat in silence, it may seem awkward, but after you get used to it, silent meals can bring a lot of peace, joy, and insight. It's like turning off the TV before eating. We turn off the talking sometimes in order to enjoy the food and the presence of one another. I do not recommend silent meals every day. I think talking to each other is a wonderful way to be in touch. But we have to distinguish among different kinds of talk. Some subjects can separate us. For instance, if we talk about other people's shortcomings. The food that has been prepared carefully will have no value if we let this kind of talk dominate our meal. When instead we speak about things that nourish our awareness of the food and our being together, we cultivate the kind of happiness that is necessary for us to grow. If we compare this experience with the experience of talking about other people's shortcomings, I think awareness of a piece of bread in your mouth is a much more nourishing experience. It brings life in and makes life real. I propose that during eating, you refrain from discussing subjects that can destroy your awareness of the family and the food. But you should feel free to say things that can nourish awareness and happiness. For instance, if there's a dish that you like very much, you can see if other people are also enjoying it. And if one of them is not, you can help her appreciate the wonderful dish prepared with loving care. If someone is thinking about something other than the good food on the table, such as his difficulties in the office or with friends, it means he is losing the present moment and the food. You can say, "This dish is wonderful, don't you agree?" When you say something like this, you will draw him out of his thinking and worries and bring him back to the here and now, enjoying you, enjoying the wonderful dish. You become a bodhisattva, helping a living being become enlightened. In our practice centers, we invite the bell 3 times before eating, and then we eat in silence for about 20 minutes. Eating in silence, we are fully aware of our food's nourishment. In order to deepen our practice of mindful eating and support the peaceful atmosphere, we remain seated during the silent period. At the end of this time, 2 sounds of the bell will be invited. We may then start a mindful conversation with our friend or begin to get up from the table. The 5 Contemplations. Contemplating our food for a few seconds before eating and eating in mindfulness can bring us much happiness. In our practice centers, we use the 5 Contemplations as a way of reminding us where our food comes from and its purpose. The 1st contemplation is being aware that our food comes directly from the earth and sky. It is a gift of the earth and sky, and also of the people who prepared it. The 2nd contemplation is about being worthy of the food we eat. The way to be worthy of our food is to eat mindfully, to be aware of its presence and thankful for having it. We cannot allow ourselves to get lost in our worries, fears, or anger over the past or the future. We are there for the food, because the food is there for us. It is only fair. Eat in mindfulness, and you will be worthy of the earth and the sky. The 3rd contemplation is about becoming aware of our negative tendencies and not allowing them to carry us away. We need to learn how to eat in moderation, to eat the right amount of food. The bowl that is used by a monk or a nun is referred to as the instrument of appropriate measure. It is very important not to overeat. If you eat slowly and chew very carefully, you will get plenty of nutrition. The right amount of food is the amount that helps us stay healthy. The 4th contemplation is about the quality of our food. We are determined to ingest only food that has no toxins for our body and our consciousness, food that keeps us healthy and nourishes our compassion. This is mindful eating. The Buddha said that if you eat in such a way that compassion is destroyed in you, it is like eating the flesh of your own children. So practice eating in such a way that you can keep compassion alive in you. The 5th contemplation is being aware that we receive food in order to realize something. Our lives should have meaning, and that meaning is to help people suffer less and help them to touch the joys of life. When we have compassion in our hearts and know that we are able to help a person suffer less, life begins to have more meaning. This is very important food for us and can bring us a lot of joy. A single person is capable of helping many living beings, and it is something we can do anywhere. Practice. The 1st contemplation. This food is a gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and much mindful work. The second contemplation. May we eat in mindfulness so as to be worthy of it. The third contemplation. May we transform our unskillful states of mind and learn to eat in moderation. The fourth contemplation. May we take only foods that nourish us and prevent illness. The fifth contemplation. May we accept this food to realize the path of understanding and love. The kitchen. In these fresh vegetables, I see a green sun. All dharmas join together to make life possible. The kitchen can be a meditative practice space. Let us be mindful when we are cooking or cleaning. We can do our tasks in a relaxed and serene way, following our breathing and keeping our concentration on the work. Practice. In your own kitchen, you might want to create a kitchen altar to remind yourself to practice mindfulness while cooking. It can be just a small shelf with enough room for an incense holder and perhaps a small flower vase, a beautiful stone, a small picture of an ancestor or a spiritual teacher, or a statue of the Buddha or a Bodhisattva, whatever is most meaningful to you. When you come into the kitchen, you can begin your work by offering incense and practicing mindful breathing, making the kitchen into a meditation hall. While cooking, allow enough time so you don't feel rushed. Be aware that you and anyone else you're cooking for depend on this food for their practice. This awareness will guide you to cook healthy food infused with your love and mindfulness. When you're cleaning the kitchen or washing dishes, do it as if you're cleaning the altar in the meditation hall or washing the baby Buddha. Washing in this way, you can feel joy and peace radiate within and around you. Washing the dishes is like bathing a baby Buddha. The profane is the sacred. Everyday mind is Buddha's mind. Tea meditation. Tea meditation is a time to be with our community in a joyful and serene atmosphere. Just to enjoy our tea together is enough. It is like a good news occasion when we share our joy and happiness in being together. At times when we are drinking tea with a friend, we are not aware of the tea, or even of our friend sitting there. Practicing tea meditation is to be truly present with our tea and our friends. We recognize that we can dwell happily in the present moment despite all of our sorrows and worries. We sit there relaxed without having to say anything. If we like, we may also share a song, a story, or a dance. We may like to bring a musical instrument or prepare something ahead of time. It is an opportunity for us to water the seeds of happiness and joy, of understanding and love, in each one of us. Practice. Here is the way we organize a formal tea meditation in Plum Village. Children enjoy this practice very much. They can help greet the guests as they enter, and a child can be the one to offer the tea and cookie to the Buddha. Sometimes the children organize their own lemonade meditation to which they invite their parents and friends. You can modify the tea ceremony to fit any occasion. Tea meditation can be as simple as sharing a cup of tea with a good friend. In a tea ceremony, everything is done with mindfulness. The hosts for the tea ceremony will need to come together as a team well in advance. They will need to prepare the tea and biscuits, the meditation room, and themselves in mindfulness in order to welcome their honored guests. Hosts. Tea master, bell master, incense offerer, who offers tea to the Buddha, tea servers, depending on numbers, usually two are needed, assistant tea servers, one for each tea server. Items needed. Incense, candles, matches, small bell, large bell, napkins, leaves can be used, cookies, tea and teapots, trays, plate with flour, tea and cookie for offering to the Buddha. Welcoming the guests. The hosts for the tea meditation stand in two rows on each side of the entry door and bow to each guest as they enter the meditation room. The guests pass between the hosts and sit in sequence around the room facing inward, ushered to their cushions by the tea assistants. While seated, everyone enjoys sitting meditation, following their breath in silence. Once everyone has been welcomed into the room, the hosts take their seats. The bell master wakes up and invites the small bell to signal to people to stand up and face the altar. Incense offering. The tea master and the incense offerer walk mindfully to the altar, and the incense offerer lights incense. After bowing to each other, the incense offerer passes the incense to the tea master and stands to the side. The bell master invites the large bell three times. The tea master chants the incense offering before passing incense to the incense offerer, who places it at the altar. This is the time when, if we wish, we can bow to the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. The tea master turns to face the community and welcomes everyone to the tea ceremony. A lotus for you, all Buddhas to be! The bell master invites the small bell, and everyone sits down. Offering for the Buddha. A tea server mindfully pours tea into a cup to offer to the Buddha and holds the decorated plate tray with tea and cookie for offering at head level. The tea offerer walks mindfully to the tea server, bows, takes the plate, and walks mindfully to the tea master. The tea master stands up, bows, takes the Buddha's plate, and walks mindfully to the altar, bows, kneels, and places the plate on the altar. The bell master invites the bell as the plate is placed on the altar. The tea offerer and tea master return to their cushions and bow to each other before sitting down. If a child or a young person is present, they can be the one to place the offering on the altar. Serving the guests. The tea servers now pass the tray of cookies. A tea server offers the cookie tray to an assistant. Smiling and offering a lotus in gratitude, the assistant mindfully takes a cookie and napkin, places them on the floor, then takes the tray. The assistant now offers a cookie back to the tea server. The tray is then offered to the person sitting next to the assistant. As described above, each person takes a cookie and napkin before taking the tray and offering it to the next person in the circle. While the biscuits are passed, the tea servers pour the tea, filling as many cups as there are people present. When the trays for cookies are returned, the trays with teacups are passed around the circle and received just like the cookies. A small jug of milk and a sugar bowl can be present for people who like milk and/or sugar in their tea. Invitation to share. Once the empty trays are returned, the tea master offers a gatha on enjoying tea and cookies and invites everyone to enjoy their tea and cookie. Tea gatha. This cup of tea in my two hands, mindfulness is held uprightly. My body and mind dwell in the very here and now. After enjoying tea in silence for a short while, the tea master invites people to share songs, poems, experiences, etc. Ending the ceremony. The bell master should announce when there are 5 minutes left before the end of the ceremony. The tea ceremony ends with three small bells. At the first, everyone stands up. At the second, they bow to each other. At the third, they bow to the altar. The hosts then go to the door first and bow to guests as they leave slowly and mindfully. Physical practices. Resting and stopping. When a forest animal is sick, it lies down and does nothing. Often it won't even eat or drink. All of its energy is directed toward healing. We need to practice this kind of resting, even when we are not sick. Knowing when to rest is a deep practice. Sometimes we try too hard in our practice, or we work too much without mindfulness, and we become tired very easily. The practice of mindfulness should not be tiring. Rather, it should be energizing. But when we recognize that we are tired, we should find every means possible to rest. We need to ask for help, delegating tasks whenever possible. Practicing with a tired body and mind doesn't help. It can cause more problems. To take care of ourselves is to take care of our whole community. Resting may mean we stop what we're doing and take a 5-minute walk outside, or we go on a fast for a day or two, or it may mean we practice silence for a period. There are many ways for us to rest, so we must pay attention to the rhythm of our bodies and minds for the benefit of all. Mindful breathing, whether in the sitting or in the lying position, is the practice of resting. Let us learn the art of resting and allow our body and our mind to restore themselves. Not thinking and not doing anything is part of the art of resting and healing. The Buddha said that if we have a wound within our body or within our mind, we can learn how to take care of it. We know that our body has the capacity to heal itself, so we should allow the wound in our body and soul to heal. But very often we stand in the way of its healing. Because of our ignorance, we forbid our body to heal itself. We don't allow our mind, our consciousness, to heal itself. When we cut our finger, we don't have to do much. We just clean the wound and allow it to heal, maybe for 1 or 2 days. If we tamper with the wound, if we do too many things to it or worry too much about it, especially if we worry too much, it may not heal. The Buddha gave the example of someone who is hit by an arrow. The person suffers. If soon afterward a second arrow strikes him in exactly the same spot, the pain is not just double, but 10 times more intense. If you have a small wound within your body, and you magnify it with your worry and your panic, the wound will become more serious. It would be helpful to practice breathing in and breathing out and understanding the nature of the little wound. Breathing in, we think, I am aware that this is only a physical wound. It will heal. If we need to, we can ask a friend or a doctor to confirm that our wound is only minor and that we shouldn't worry. We shouldn't panic, because panic is born from ignorance. Worry and panic make any situation worse. We should rely on our knowledge of our own body. We are intelligent. We shouldn't imagine that we are going to die because of a minor wound in our body or soul. A wounded animal knows that rest is the best way to heal. Wisdom is present in the animal's body. We human beings have lost confidence in our body. We panic and try to do many different things. We worry too much about our body. We don't allow it to heal itself. We don't know how to rest. Mindful breathing helps us to relearn the art of resting. Mindful breathing is like a loving mother holding her sick baby in her arms, saying, "Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. Just rest." Practice. If we can't rest, it's because we haven't stopped running. We began running a long time ago. We continue to run even in our sleep. We think that happiness and well-being are not possible in the here and the now. That belief is inherent in us. We received the seed of that belief from our parents and our grandparents. They struggled all of their lives and believed that happiness was only possible in the future. That's why, when we were children, we were already in the habit of running. We believed that happiness was something to seek for in the future. But the teaching of the Buddha is that we can be happy right here, right now. If you can stop and establish yourself in the here and the now, you will see that there are many elements of happiness available in this moment, more than enough for you to be happy. Even if there are a few things in the present that you dislike, there are still plenty of positive conditions for your happiness. When you walk in the garden, you may see that a tree is dying. You may feel sorry about that, and may not be able to enjoy the rest of the garden that is still beautiful. You allow one dying tree to destroy your appreciation of all the other trees that are still alive, vigorous, and beautiful. If you look again, you can see that the garden is still beautiful and you can enjoy it. You can use these verses to heighten your awareness of the nature around you. Aware of my ears, I breathe in. Aware of the sound of rain, I breathe out. In touch with pure mountain air, I breathe in. smiling with pure mountain air I breathe out. In touch with the sunshine I breathe in, smiling with the sunshine I breathe out. In touch with the trees I breathe in, smiling with the trees I breathe out. Deep relaxation. Stress accumulates in our body. The way we eat, drink, and live takes its toll on our well-being. Deep relaxation is an opportunity for our body to rest, heal, and be restored. We relax our body, give our attention to each part in turn, and send our love and care to every cell. If you have trouble sleeping enough, deep relaxation can compensate. Lying awake on your bed, you may like to practice total relaxation and follow your breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes this can help you get to sleep. The practice is still very good even if you don't sleep, because it nourishes you and allows you to rest. You can use these two exercises to guide awareness to any part of the body. The hair, scalp, brain, ears, neck, lungs, each of the internal organs, the digestive system, pelvis, any part of the body that needs healing and attention, embracing each part and sending love, gratitude, and care as we hold it in our awareness and breathe in and out. Practice. Deep Relaxation 1. If you have only a few minutes to sit or lie down and relax, you can recite this verse. Breathing in, I'm aware of my eyes. Breathing out, I smile to my eyes. This is mindfulness of our eyes. When you generate the energy of mindfulness, you embrace your eyes and smile to them. You touch one of the conditions for happiness that exists. Having eyes that are still in good condition is a wonderful thing. A paradise of forms and colors is available to you at any time. You need only to open your eyes. Breathing in, I'm aware of my heart. Breathing out, I smile to my heart. When you use the energy of mindfulness to embrace your heart and smile to it, you see that your heart is still functioning normally, and that is a wonderful thing. Many people wish they had a heart that functioned normally. It is the basic condition for our well-being, another condition for our happiness. When you hold your heart with the energy of mindfulness, your heart is comforted. You have neglected your heart for a long time. You think only of other things. You run after things that you believe to be the true conditions for happiness while you forget your heart. You even cause trouble for your heart in the way you rest, work, eat, and drink. Every time you light a cigarette, you make your heart suffer. You commit an unfriendly act toward your heart when you drink alcohol. You know that your heart has been working for your well-being for many years, day and night. But because of your lack of mindfulness, you have not been very helpful to your heart. You do not know how to protect the conditions of well-being and happiness within you. You can continue to do this practice with other parts of your body, like your liver. Embrace your liver with tenderness, love, and compassion. Generate mindfulness by means of mindful breathing and hold your body in mindfulness. When you direct the energy of mindfulness to the part of your body that you are embracing with love and tenderness, you are doing exactly what your body needs. If a part of your body doesn't feel well, you have to spend more time holding it with mindfulness, with your smile. You may not have time to follow your whole body in this exercise, but once or twice each day, you can pick at least one part of your body to focus on and practice relaxing. If you have more time, try the second deep relaxation practice below. Practice. Deep Relaxation 2. Give yourself at least 20 minutes. When you do deep relaxation in a group, one person can guide the exercise using the following cues or some variation of them. When you do deep relaxation on your own, you may like to record an exercise to follow as you practice. Deep relaxation can be done at home at least once a day, wherever you have the space to lie comfortably. You can do it with others in your family, with one member leading the session. Lie down on your back with your arms at your sides. Make yourself comfortable. Allow your body to relax. Be aware of the floor beneath you and of the contact of your body with the floor. Breathe. Allow your body to sink into the floor. Breathe. Become aware of your breathing in and out. Be aware of your abdomen rising and falling as you breathe in and out. Breathe. Rising, falling, rising, falling. Breathe. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your eyes. Breathing out, allow your eyes to relax. Allow your eyes to sink back into your head. Let go of the tension in all the tiny muscles around your eyes. Our eyes allow us to see a paradise of form and color. Allow your eyes to rest. Send love and gratitude to your eyes. Breathe. Breathing in, bring awareness to your mouth. Breathing out, allow your mouth to relax. Release the tension around your mouth. Your lips are the petals of a flower. Let a gentle smile bloom on your lips. Smiling releases the tension in the hundreds of muscles in your face. Feel the tension release in your cheeks, your jaw, your throat. Breathe. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your shoulders. Breathing out, allow your shoulders to relax. Let them sink into the floor. Let all the accumulated tension flow into the floor. You carry so much with your shoulders. Now let them relax as you care for your shoulders. Breathe. Breathing in, become aware of your arms. Breathing out, relax your arms. Let your arms sink into the floor. Your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, hands, fingers, all the tiny muscles. Move your fingers a little if you need to help the muscles relax. Breathe. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your heart. Breathing out, allow your heart to relax. Breathe. You have neglected your heart for a long time. By the way you work, eat, and manage anxiety and stress. Breathe. Your heart beats for you night and day. Embrace your heart with mindfulness and tenderness, reconciling and taking care of your heart. Breathe. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your legs. Breathing out, allow your legs to relax. Release all the tension in your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your toes, all the tiny muscles in your toes. You may want to move your toes a little to help them relax. Send your love and care to your toes. Breathe. Breathing in. Breathing out. Your whole body feels light, like duckweed floating on the water. You have nowhere to go. Nothing to do. You are free as the cloud floating in the sky. Breathe. Singing or music for some minutes. Breathe. Bring your awareness back to your breathing, to your abdomen rising and falling. Breathe. Following your breathing, become aware of your arms and legs. You may want to move them a little and stretch. Breathe. When you feel ready, slowly sit up. Breathe. When you are ready, slowly stand up. Mindful movements. The 10 mindful movement exercises are easy to do at home, by yourself or with others. You can do them inside your home or outside in the park. You can do them every day or just once in a while. Practice. Stand with your feet firmly on the ground. Your knees are soft, slightly bent, and not locked. Stand upright in a relaxed way, with your shoulders loose. Imagine an invisible thread is attached to the top of your head, and it pulls you up toward the sky. Keeping your body straight, tuck your chin in slightly so your neck can relax. Begin by practicing a little bit of conscious breathing. Make sure your feet are placed firmly on the earth, your body is centered, your back is straight, and your shoulders are relaxed. Allow your breathing to come down into your belly, You may like to smile and enjoy standing for just one moment. Mindful Movement 1. Begin with your feet slightly apart, arms at your sides. Breathing in, keep your elbows straight as you lift your arms in front of you until they're shoulder level, horizontal to the ground. Breathing out, bring your arms down again to your sides. Repeat the movement 3 more times. Mindful Movement 2. Begin with your arms at your sides. Breathing in, lift your arms in front of you in one continuous movement, bringing them all the way up and stretching them above your head. Touch the sky. This movement can be done with your palms either facing inward toward each other or facing upward as you reach up. Breathing out, bring your arms slowly down again to your sides. Repeat 3 more times. Mindful Movement 3. Breathing in, lift your arms out to the side, palms up, until your arms are shoulder level, parallel to the ground. Breathing out, bend your elbows and touch your shoulders with your fingertips, keeping your upper arms horizontal. Breathing in, open your arms, extending them until they're stretched out to a horizontal position again. Breathing out, bend your elbows, bringing your fingertips back to your shoulders. When you breathe in, you're like a flower opening to the warm sun. Breathing out, the flower closes. From this position with your fingertips on your shoulders, do the movement 3 more times. Then lower your arms back down to your sides. Mindful Movement 4. In this exercise, you make a large circle with your arms. Breathing in, bring your arms straight down in front of you with your palms together. Raise your arms up and separate your hands so your arms can stretch up over your head. Breathing out, continue the circle, with your arms circling back, until your fingers point down toward the ground. Breathing in, lift your arms up behind you and reverse the circle. Breathing out as you bring your palms together and your arms come down in front of you. Repeat 3 more times. Mindful Movement 5. Adjust your feet so they're shoulder-width apart and put your hands on your waist. As you do this exercise, keep your legs straight but not locked, and your head centered over your body. Breathing in, bend forward at the waist and begin to make a circle to the back with your upper body. When you're halfway through the circle, your upper body leaning back, breathe out while you complete the circle, ending with your head in front of you while you're still bent at the waist. Then circle in the same way in the other direction. Repeat the series of movements 3 more times. Mindful Movement 6. This exercise is called the frog. Begin with your hands on your waist, heels together, feet turned out to form a V so that they make a 90-degree angle. Breathing in, rise up on your toes, keep your back straight and bend your knees. Keeping your upper body centered, go down as low as you comfortably can, maintaining your balance. Breathing in, straighten your knees and come all the way up, still standing on your toes. From this position, repeat the movement 3 more times, remembering to breathe slowly and deeply. Mindful Movement 7. In this exercise, you touch the sky and the earth. Stand with your feet hip-width apart. Breathing in, bring your arms up above your head, palms forward. Stretch all the way up and look up as you touch the sky. Breathing out, bend at the waist as you bring your arms down to touch the earth. If there is tension in your neck, let it go. From this position, breathe in and keep your back straight as you come all the way back up and touch the sky. Touch the earth and sky 3 more times. Mindful Movement 8. Start with your feet together and your hands on your waist. Begin by putting all your weight on your left foot. Breathing in, lift your right thigh as you bend your knee and keep your toes pointed toward the ground. Breathing out, stretch your right leg out in front of you, keeping your toes pointed. Breathing in, bend your knee and bring your foot back toward your body. Breathing out, put your right foot back on the ground. Next, put all your weight onto your right foot and do the movement with the other leg. Repeat the series of movements 3 more times. Mindful Movement 9. In this exercise, you make a circle with your leg. Begin with your feet together and your hands on your waist. Put your weight on your left foot and breathing in, lift your right leg in front of you and circle it to the side. Breathing out, continue the circle to the back and bring your leg down behind you, allowing your toes to touch the ground. Breathing in, lift your leg up behind you and circle it to the side. Breathing out, continue the circle to the front. Then lower your leg and put your foot on the ground, allowing your weight to again be on both feet. Stand feet together, weight on both feet. Now do the exercise with the other leg. Repeat the series of movements 3 more times. Mindful Movement 10. This exercise is done in a lunge position. Stand with your feet slightly wider than shoulder-width apart. Turn to the right and put your right foot out in front of you so you are in a lunge. Put your left hand on your waist and your right arm at your side. Breathing in, bend your right knee, bringing your weight over your right foot as you lift your right arm with the palm of your hand facing outward in front of you and stretch it to the sky. Breathe out, straightening your knee and bringing your right arm back to your side. Repeat the movement 3 more times. Switch legs, putting your right hand on your waist. Repeat the movement on the left 4 times. Then bring your feet back together again. You have finished the 10 mindful movements. Stand firmly on 2 feet and breathe in and out. Feel your body relax. Enjoy your breathing.